Hare Krishna. Okay. Got some questions from some devotees. And one is from Joni. Just still asking a lengthy question about fire sacrifices and whether in ISKCON we could have 24-hour fire sacrifices, like we do 24-hour kirtans, and seems like a very pro-yajna person. Of course, Srila Prabhupada introduced fire sacrifices, and we do have them for functions, but since yajna sankirtana prayer, since our main function is Harinam Sankirtan, therefore any implementation of other types of sacrifices and rituals, be they fire sacrifice or anything else, ultimately in Vedic culture there's so many different types of religious activities that can be performed. It shouldn't in any way eclipse Harinam Sankirtan. So specifically on this question, should we introduce 24-hour fire sacrifices? Probably not. If we did, it would only be in a place, for instance, in India, where to get some type of recognition from local smartas, we would do fire sacrifices, for instance, in the way that Srila Prabhupada did for the installation of Krishna Balaram Mandir. Prabhupada makes very clear in the Bhagavatam purport that actually it wasn't necessary. All that was necessary was the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Because when we do something, we always need to ask, well, what's the particular benefit that's going to accrue from this? What's the spiritual result? To do something that doesn't really give great spiritual merit, then ultimately it becomes shrama yavahi kevalam. It becomes a waste of time. So Prabhupada did fire sacrifice for weddings, for initiations, and these are Vaishnav sacrifices that we perform. But they have the time and place, installation of temples, and so on. And especially outside of India, outside of Indian culture, then they even have less requirement. And that risk should always be kept in mind, that we don't want to do anything that sometimes in the future, because what's happening now is one thing, but what will happen in a few generations from now? What will happen in 100 years from now? What will happen in 500 years from now? No, we don't want to engage in any type of activity that may become, as I mentioned, eclipse chanting Hare Krishna, and may in the future be taken by devotees as something that we've got to do this, when in fact we may not have to do it. And it's a consideration that devotees really need to keep in mind when doing anything that Srila Prabhupada didn't do or didn't tell us to do. We may have a good understanding of something. We may be very clear on why we're doing something exceptional, but people in the future may not. In fact, most likely they won't, because that's the nature of Kali Yuga. So therefore best avoid things, even in very simple things like chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada didn't like us to even chant Nitagor Haribol or Gor Nityananda Bol Haribol, this kind of kirtan. What to speak of even singing Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, and aside from doing it in Radhastami, the mention of Srimati Radharani's name, or the kirtan of Srimati Radharani's name. So Prabhupada told us, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, and he didn't even want devotees to go on chanting that too much. In other words, he said just chant it three times before chanting Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada was very, very concerned, well, what will happen in time? And it's a very relevant consideration. And of course, not just with this question of kirtan, not just with this question of fire sacrifices, but with all other things. What will happen in time? What will be the long-term effect of doing something when it becomes parampara? Will it eclipse some other type of function, or introduce some new type of worship, ritual, devotional activity that something will interfere with the real flow of pure devotional service, which is what Srila Prabhupada was very concerned that we're able to attain, and we attain it by Mahajana Dhyana Gata Sapanta, by following in the footsteps of Mahajanas. So, should there be specific fire, yagya shalas and fire sacrifices, and would any person ISKCON bless this kind of yagya, non-stop 24-hour yagya? Probably the answer would be no. Hare Krishna.